It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
You're listening to Michigan News from MLive for Monday, March 6th, and I'm your host, Jessica Shepherd. A Michigan prison sentencing reform ballot initiative moves forward. Fish in two southeast Michigan rivers are loaded with PFAS, and Michigan State earns the number 4 seed in the Big Ten tournament. The next cycle of Michigan ballot initiatives officially kicked off Friday as the State Elections Board advanced a petition that would reduce sentencing for prisoners showing good behavior. The bipartisan Board of State Canvassers approved 4-0 a summary that nonprofit social welfare organization Michigan Justice Advocacy can put on its signature sheet. The group now only needs to submit its final petition layout to the Bureau of Elections to start collecting signatures. The organization's proposed law would knock off 30 days from prisoners' sentences for every month they don't commit Class 1 misconduct. Think things like assaulting another prisoner, getting caught with dangerous contraband, or inciting a riot. A majority of prisoners would be eligible for so-called good time credit, which Michigan Justice Advocacy says on its website would incentivize prisoners who understand their mistakes and are dedicated to rehabilitation. The group argues it is needed because incarceration costs have risen and sentences have unnecessarily grown over time with mandatory minimum laws, which require prisoners to serve at least their full minimum sentences. If the Good Time Initiative gathers the required 356,000 valid signatures within a 180-day period, it can go to the November 2024 ballot or be taken up beforehand by the legislature, which has Democratic majorities in both chambers. In Ford Lake, concentrations of toxic PFAS chemicals in the 15-inch smallmouth bass caught by local anglers totaled 125 parts per billion. In Kent Lake, PFAS in the 6-inch bluegill was 113 parts per billion. Both lakes are impoundments of the Huron River, a 130-mile-long waterway in southeast Michigan where a do-not-eat advisory for all fish species was issued by the state in 2018 due to a health threat posed by toxic forever chemicals. New testing by the Ecology Center found that high pollutant concentrations remain in Huron River fish, particularly in the organs like the liver, eggs, and guts, where the chemicals were found at higher levels than in the muscle tissue. That doesn't bode well for the broader food web, say study authors. While most people do not generally eat a whole fish, other animals do. The Ecology Center tested 100 fish caught at 15 spots along the Huron River and Rouge River, a 127-mile waterway that flows through Metro Detroit, which also features a do-not-eat advisory specific to PFAS in its lower and main branches. Out of 12 different species, each tested fish from both river systems contained detectable levels of at least one of 14 different PFAS compounds. After finishing its regular season on Saturday with a win over Ohio State, Michigan State needed some help from other Big Ten teams on Sunday in its quest to earn a top 4 seed and a double bye in this week's Big Ten tournament in Chicago. The Spartans entered the day tied with 6 other teams in second place in the Big Ten standings. It needed at least 4 of those 6 other teams to lose to earn the coveted double bye. Everything broke the Spartans' way as Penn State topped Maryland on a buzzer beater, Purdue held on to beat Illinois, and Nebraska upset Iowa on the road. By mid-afternoon, the Spartans had assured themselves of a top 4 seed and a double bye. The Spartans will now be the number 4 seed in the tournament and open play on Friday at approximately 2:30 p.m. It will play either Iowa, Ohio State, or Wisconsin in its first game. Iowa, the number 5 seed, will play the Ohio State-Wisconsin winner on Thursday. If it wins, it will play either Purdue, Michigan, or Rutgers. This marks the first time since 2020 that Michigan State has earned a double bye in the conference tournament. You can always find the latest Michigan news by visiting mlive.com. And make sure to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter. We'll be back here tomorrow with more Michigan news from MLive. Thanks for listening and have a great day.